beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, thank you. We're having problems with our mic. This morning's confessional reading, continuing with the sacrament of holy baptism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of holy baptism, the blessing of baptism, what does baptism give or profit? It works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the word and the promises of God declare. Which are such words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. So far the confession of evil. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 32, verses 1 through 8. Behold, a king shall reign in thy righteousness, and princes shall rule in thy judgment. And a man shall be an hidden place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in dry places, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dimmed, the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand the knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the sheriff said to be bountiful. The vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to praise hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments also of the church are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor that lie in word with lying words. And when the needy speaketh right, but the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. So far the reading. This morning's epistle, Philippians 3, verses 17 to 21. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is their destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whom whence also we look forward to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So far the epistle lesson. Sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, Why are you tempting me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he said unto them, Whose picture is on this coin? And they said unto him, Caesar's. Then said he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And when they heard these words, they marveled, and they left him, and they went their way. So far the Holy Gospel. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Citizens for Heaven, and it's based upon our epistle lesson that I read a moment ago, and I would like to read two verses once again. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things for himself. So far, please be seated. This morning's epistle takes us back to about 60 years after the birth of Christ, and about 5 years before St. Paul was executed. Paul had come to Philippi about 10 years earlier. He came with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus could be their eternal Savior and bring them pardon, peace, and forgiveness, and blessing, which were priceless. Paul saw the Philippian congregation as one of those rare congregations who appreciated the message of the gospel, and so many others didn't. When Paul left, they actually took up a special offering, and they sent it to his ministry. Paul saw the Philippian congregation as one of those rare ones, if you will, who really appreciated the message of the gospel. He wrote this epistle to say thank you, but he also added a lot more information. He added things that were precious to him that they needed to hear once again. And we too need to hear these divine truths. You see, we too will appreciate the text more fully if we look at the few preceding verses, if you will, and see what Paul went through before he became a Christian. We're told that he had confidence in his own flesh, meaning if anyone could earn heaven, he was the top of the list. He was born from the chosen people of the Old Testament. He was circumcised as a baby. He worked tirelessly to keep all the rules and all the regulations of the law. But then, God opened his eyes to see a great mystery, to see a great truth. All the works in his life, all of them were tainted with sin and counted for absolutely nothing. He could not earn his way back to God. By the deeds of the law, no living flesh could be justified. These are God's own words. Paul finally admitted, I have counted all things but loss. Redemption was an act of God for us. Conversion is God's action for us, in us. The Spirit of God had opened Paul's eyes to see himself as he really was, a sinner. But more important, he had also opened his eyes to see who Jesus Christ really was, the Savior of every single sin-infected life. Jesus, God's own Son, did what nobody else could do. He paid the entire price for our sins. He furnished the robe of righteousness which he holds out to everybody. And we here this morning have received that robe of righteousness. Every person here ought to see the miracle of conversion in our lives that brought us back to God by God. We would have sunk deeper into sin. Jesus did what we couldn't do. He paid the whole price. He brought us back to God through his life, death, and resurrection. The Holy Spirit opened our eyes to see ourselves in our hopeless condition and led us to confess, God be merciful to me, the sinner. Not a sinner, but God be merciful to me, the sinner. He led us to confess, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness are my beauty, are my glorious dress. That's the miracle of conversion. We who are attached to Christ by faith are now citizens for heaven. Oh, Satan is still trying to tear us down with his power, trip us up with his temptations. He wants us to stumble and fall, and far too often he succeeds, doesn't he? But we are also forgetting those things which are left behind. Our sins are behind us because they have now been forgiven. In other words, the sins of the past are all taken care of. God has buried them in the depths of the sea. They are forgiven. They are forgotten by him. The problem sometimes is they're not forgotten by us. Let's not go fishing them out again. The guilt is gone. Peace is ours, all through the forgiveness of sins. It's no secret that there are thousands of those people who have not experienced this miracle of conversion, of forgiveness, or who have simply lost their faith. They have nothing bigger to live for than the things that they are going to lose. And then Paul adds, I tell you this weeping. It ought to grieve the heart of every single Christian until these two are running the race with us, the race of faith. Citizens for heaven. We citizens for heaven know that we have a very limited time left here on earth before we will cross that finish line into eternity, into heaven. Our corrupt bodies shall become like his glorious body. The suffering church shall become the church of triumph. Paul, he loved those Christians very much at Philippi, and they knew the miracle of conversion. They saw that finish line ahead of them, and they are now eternal citizens in the joys of heaven. This morning we give thanks to God for our conversion. Our lives are not perfect, no. God isn't done with us either. He is drawing us to himself this morning, once again, that we may run the good race of faith. See, our faith is more precious than gold. The goal line is sure. He has redeemed us with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. We are now citizens of heaven. So let us continue to press toward that mark for the prize of our high calling in Jesus Christ, and that is in the joy of eternal life ever. May God grant this to each and every one of us here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joy of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
take a moment for that reason. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and protect you, and keep you in one true faith and a life everlasting. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. That's it. Okay. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. we give us strength and deserving, we do the one true faith and life everlasting.
Amen.
Our now, in the Lord's grace.
Amen.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so give it to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take your drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sin by the Father's cross. Now may this mind, blood, strength, and conserve you, keep you as the one true faith, and of life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
His countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.